One of Costa Rica's most troubled species doesn't live in an exotic rainforest or coral reef, but on city streets. Abuse, abandonment, and overpopulation all add to the horror story of the stray dog. It's hard to know just how many strays are out there, but the best research from the World Health Organization says homeless dogs in the world outnumber homeless humans at least 2 to 1. Theirs is a plight not of human interference, but of many people choosing not to intervene. Join Gabi, Kassler and Caro as they investigate how big the problem really is and visit a place where hundreds of stray dogs run free. This is one of the biggest dog rescue efforts in the country. Listen in as our three adventurers hear stories from dedicated staff.
There are many stories that we sometimes don't know how to tell them because they affect us for real.
And find out what humans can learn from this massive dog family.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together. There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Dogs are pack animals, descendants of highly social wolves. But that alone is not what makes them excellent pets. Dogs and humans have been interacting for thousands of years, giving dogs the chance to sniff out a keen understanding of human behavior. Some experts believe the friendship formed because they shared the same living spaces and hunting grounds. But while it's hard to meet a dog that lacks loyalty for its owner, the same can't be said for all humans. More than 1 million homeless dogs roam the streets of Costa Rica, and the government agency reporting those numbers says a huge part of the problem is people abandoning animals they are no longer fond of. If a dog is lucky, it might end up here, at Territorio de Zaguates, or Land of Strays.
Welcome. My name is Johnny. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the Territorio de Zaguates. I promise you will spend a very nice day here at Territorio de Zaguates. We'll go for a walk. We'll do everything today. It will be an unforgettable day for you. Are you ready to follow me? Okay then.
I don't know how to react or how to feel yet. It is a mix of feelings.
I didn't know what to expect from a place like it's like a dog shelter with 700 dogs. I'm really surprised.
I was mesmerized by the amount of dogs. I don't think I've ever seen so many dogs in one place.
Territorio de Zaguates sits on a ranch in the foothills of central Costa Rica. Here, dedicated staff provide care for hundreds of dogs, each of which has a name. There are dog houses and pens, as well as plenty of open countryside to play. The shelter has existed for 8 years, but the husband and wife team who run it have been rescuing homeless dogs for more than a decade.
We started out first with 20 dogs in Santa Ana. in Don Alvaro's house. It was Alvaro Saumet and Mrs. Leah. They started out with 20 dogs in their house and then adopted 20 more.
In their house?
Yes, in their house, inside their house. Then they adopted 10 more and there were 50 dogs in the house. There wasn't enough room anymore. They all slept inside, the dogs and all. Then they decided to build a shelter on this ranch. They brought them here. They continued to rescue more and more dogs. There were 500 of them, then 1,000 dogs. And they continued coming and coming. A lot of people think these dogs are tougher than they are. But that is not true. This is a place where dogs are taken care of. Many dogs arrive in very poor shape and are treated here. They get better here.
In what condition are these dogs and how do they get here?
We have to go rescue some of them. Some others are left here, tied to the gate.
Did some neighbor call you? How do you know they are there?
No. We always hear them barking and we go see. And they are already tied to the gate. Always. Even though we don't want any more dogs, we always take them in here. Because we can't go to the gate and see a Thai dog and leave it there. We can't do that. I mean, seeing a Thai dog moves us. If other dogs come, they might attack it or they can bite it or whatever. So we always have to take the dog in. A lot of people think this is a dumpster and say, well, let's just abandon this dog here. This is a place where we have dogs that are rescued. You can't come in here and abandon one because you don't want it anymore. It's not like that, you know? We mean to rescue dogs that are in danger of death. There are a lot of people who kill them and tie them up and abandon them. These things happen.
The summer of 2016 saw Costa Rica pass legislation to battle pet abuse and abandonment. The new set of laws promise a prison sentence of 6 months to 2 years to anyone who harms an animal. It also classifies animal abandonment as a type of abuse. In Costa Rica, the laws came with new training for police officers on how to enforce them. But animal abandonment continues to be one of the hardest crimes to enforce in many countries. Owners often abandon dogs without a second thought. Meanwhile, the staff at Territorio de Zaguates keep sacrificing to save them. For Johnny, it has even meant risking his own life.
We got a call from Alejuela. We went to Alejuela and were told that there were 3 dogs trapped underneath some containers. I got there and told them, well, we have to get them somehow. And then we got one. We had it in the truck. Then Alvarez says, how are we going to get the others? I said, I'm going in. I went under the container. I was suffocating and I stayed there. I couldn't get out. The other guys helped me out and then we got the 3 dogs. We got a call about another dog. He had his neck tied with a cable and he was tied towards the river waiting for the water to rise. And that dog was going to die and we rescued him. And now the dog is fine. He was here. He got adopted.
For me, it's really impressive is how the people that work here, it is so... it is... The way they live, it is something powerful to see for me because they are like the entire day trying to help. That is their life. I have no words to describe all the feelings right now.
Approximately how many dogs are adopted by other people?
Well, let's say that in a day we rescued about 15 or 20 dogs. About 2 or 5 of them might be adopted. So more dogs come in than they come out. We don't rescue dogs every day, but if we did, that's what it would be.
There is more than one way to help relieve the tremendous burden on overpopulated shelters. One is to adopt a pet from a shelter like Territorio de Zaguates instead of buying a dog from a breeder. Shelters like this also rely heavily on donations in order to provide dogs with food and medical care. Territorio de Zaguates is involved on both ends of the solution.
What needs do you have here?
Well, there are a lot of needs. We need food, medicine. There are a lot of things to work on, to paint. Many, many things. You can see that many of the dogs have skin problems. For instance, this guy. He's got parts which are not right, so he needs medication. Many of them need medicine. It must be bought. All of this is maintained through the donations from people.
About the place, I was trying to find a definition for it. And when I arrived here as well, we spoke with the person that works here for so long. He gave me the best definition. It's the house of God. And that hit my heart so hard. Because immediately I thought, why is it the house of God? Because the house of mercy. It's a place where the unwanted can gather together and still be happy. They belong, they're accepted, and they are loved. Doesn't matter what. Yeah. The house of God. That's the house of God.